for his goodness and for his mercy. A God who woke us up this morning, a God who started us on our way. He didn't have to wake us up this morning. We could all been sleeping in our grave, but God's been so merciful. God's been so kind. God has been so good to let us live just a little while longer. And truly, we are just good to be here. And I'm just thankful to Brother Gibbs and the leadership of this congregation for the invitation to be able to come to share a portion of God's true and divine word. Again, I'm glad to have with me my honey bunny. Amen. For 33 years, she has been by my side, and I'm just glad to have her and also one of my sons and also my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter. And truly, we're just thankful again to be here. Again, I want to thank you for your prayers on behalf of me and my family during my illness on last year. But God is so good. You know, I haven't never had a surgery until last year. And God knows how to fix some things. You know, they had the open surgery where they cut on you. But God fixed it in time that they come out with a new surgery, a robotic surgery, that I was able and I was a candidate for it, and where they use robots to go in. And God is so good that I went in on the 29th and I went home on the 30th. And that's just how God is. And so I give all the glory, I give all the honor, all the praise to Almighty God. In 1 Corinthians, as it was read in our hearing, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, I just want to emphasize verse 18. For the preaching of the cross, and that's what we're going to center around this morning, the cross. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us, which are saved, is the power of God. This morning, I just want to talk to you on the subject. Is your spiritual battery connected to the cross? Is your spiritual battery connected to the cross? It's important, ladies and gentlemen, to have good batteries. Because weak batteries can become a problem. Cars with weak batteries have problems starting. Once the motor starts, it will usually run. But it takes a good battery to get it started. Tape recorders with weak batteries will drag. Flashlights with weak batteries will drag. That remote control that sits beside your lazy boy, if the batteries is weak, then you're going to have to get up and turn the TV. Amen, somebody. Because it has some weak batteries. Your cartless, your cell phone, amen, with weak batteries, will be full of static. But not only that, it will eventually disconnect itself. Why? Because the battery is the power source. But even a good battery is only half the solution. Christians must make sure that we have a good connection to our power source. And that power source is Jesus Christ. Now in our text, the cross of Christ represents the power of God unto salvation. That's why Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 16, he said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation." But it also represents the power for every believer to live in the Spirit. But like the battery, we must have a clear contact to keep that power flowing. We must be in harmony with the will of God to benefit from the power that is available to us. It is of little. It is of no value at all to have the power of the Almighty God at our disposal and let our connections get rusty and let our connections corrode. You see, the corrosion causes a bad connection. Are y'all with me? I want to stop by to tell somebody that there are too many believers. There are too many Christians who go through life hearing the clicking sound. That suggests that there is power under the hood, but it can't get through. Many of us have the ability, amen, to achieve greatness through the exercise of our gifts. But every time we turn the switch on, we get a clicking sound. We as Christians need to keep a clear and uninterrupted connection with God. Yes, others might think that we are foolish for doing so, but we who are saved know that our power comes from the cross. It comes from the power of God. So when I look at 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 18, Paul writes to the church at Corinth about the wisdom of the preaching of the truth of Christ. Paul explained that those who are saved recognize the cross as a symbol of power of God. But to those outside the faith, the church seemed to be involved in foolishness. Well, what is this foolishness of which Paul talks about in the text? Well, again, notice our text. He said, "For the preaching of the cross." Y'all see that? "Is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, it is the word of God that connects us to the power source. It is the word of God that directs you and I to the foot of the cross. And we need to make sure that we are connected to the cross. When Paul spoke of the cross, the power source for Christians, he was not talking about a wooden stake. He was not talking about a post in the ground that was used for capital punishment. When Paul spoke of the cross as the power source for Christians, he referred to what the cross symbolized. That symbolization includes the sacrifice of Christ. It includes his bloodshed on Calvary. It includes his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And so the crucifixion of Christ transformed the cross from a symbol of shame, from a symbol of embarrassment, to a symbol of the mighty power of Almighty God. The cross embodies this symbol because Christ's death on the cross blotted out the sins and man's foolishness, because there could be no redemption. When I look at what Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 14, Galatians 2:14, he said, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, that was contrary to us, nailing it. He took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. When Paul preached about the cross and his crucifixion, the Jews in verse 23, they considered it a stumbling block. The Greeks said that it was foolishness. But I stopped by to tell somebody that those who perish are those who reject the power of the cross. They heard the story, but they refused to accept the truth of the cross. They view preaching as a waste of time. They think it's foolishness. But I got news for you. If you don't get it right, you're going to perish. But to those who are called, both Jew and Greek, Christ is the power of God. He's the wisdom of God. And those of us who are Christian know that at the foot of the cross, at the foot of the cross, we find ability. At the foot of the cross, we find strength. At the foot of the cross, we find our power. And that's why, church, we got to stay connected. Stay connected to the cross. Our knowledge of this historical account of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ is our power source. It is a spiritual energizer. Just like that energizer bunny, it keeps us going. It keeps us going. It keeps us going. But I stopped to tell somebody this morning that there are many who are hooked up to the wrong source. Oh, they're trying to use a 6-volt transistor to empower a 12-volt understanding. And you can't do it. What I'm saying this morning, that there are too many of God's created people who are dependent on their own skills. They are dependent on their own education to get them through life. But I want to tell somebody, yes, educational skills are necessary. But when trouble comes, that battery is too small for the job. Oh, when the doctor gives you a bad report that you got cancer, when you lose a loved one, when the storm comes into your life, when you got to go under the knife for surgery, I stop to tell you, you're gonna need some real power. Y'all don't hear me? That's why you better be hooked up to the power that holds the whole world in the palm of his hands. And so in order to get the needed energy from your power source, I want to suggest to you some things. Number one, you must have the right connection. You can have a good battery, am I right? But if the connection is wrong, there is no power. And since we are talking about connecting to a power source, we must also determine the type of connection required. You see, there are two types of current. There is AC, and there is, oh, y'all got it, there's DC. Am I right? And it's sad that there are some folk in our churches or AC in nature. Oh, y'all looking at me? They suffer from being hooked up to an alternating current. Okay, y'all didn't get it. They attend service on alternating Sundays. They pray on alternating occasions. They give on alternating occasions. Oh, what I'm trying to say is that they come to church when they feel like it. They pray when it's convenient. And they give when they want to. That is alternating caring. But then are those who are DC, direct caring. God is looking for some DC folk in the house. Is there any DC folk in this house? I'm talking about dedicated Christians. People on whom you can depend on. People who don't do things just because when it's convenient to them. But they press toward the mark. God is looking for those who keep on going. No matter how hard it might get, no matter how hard the road might be, road might get a little rough, hills might get a little tough, but they keep on going. Am I right about it? Keep on climbing, no matter how hard that it gets. And so you need to make sure you got the right connection. Now, if y'all don't know nothing about no battery, when you leave here today, you're going to know something about a battery. Amen? And so, if you got a good battery, and you check the connection, the cables are good, there's still one more thing you need to know. And that is the connections must be tight.
Okay.
If anybody in here have food in with any batteries, I'm just trying to make sure I'm talking to somebody that knows something about batteries. It must be tight. The battery must be free of external interference. There can be no space between the cable from the battery post. Paul said it best in Romans 8:39, the latter part, he said, nothing shall separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. And so when it comes to the life of a Christian, there must be no space that separates you from the master. The life of a Christian must be lived in such a way that there is nothing between our soul and our Savior. And so, since the battery must be free of external interference, but then we have to understand then, what is it that can corrode your connection with God? Well, what about pride? Pride will corrode your cables. It would interfere with your connection. What about hatred? Hatred would keep you from having a good connection with God. What about jealousy? Jealousy would keep you from being connected with God. What about strife? Strife will keep you from being connected with God. What about a negative attitude? Oh, y'all don't hear me. A negative attitude will keep you from being connected to God. Oh, I can go on, but I know y'all get the point. You got to get rid of those things that are keeping you from having a good connection with your power source. But then, you're going to have to make sure that both cables are connected. See, along with a hot wire, there must be a ground cable. Somebody today is trying to get a prayer through and you are not properly grounded. Somebody is trying to sing his praises, but your ground wire is loose. Somebody have lost their joy because your ground wire is loose. Am I talking to somebody? You need to be grounded. And how do I become grounded? You become grounded when you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. You become grounded when you get involved in the work of the church. And so you need to ground yourself. Ground yourself to the cross of Christ. Then when you ground yourself, then you can plug into this foolishness of loving those who hate you. Oh, y'all don't hear me? You can be able to plug into the foolishness of believing without seeing. Am I right about it? You can be able to plug into the foolishness of praying for those who hate you and who despise you. See, you'll be able to find your blessings in persecution. Am I right about it? That's why Romans 8:28 said, we know all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Ground yourself to the belief that in Christ we live, we move, and we have our very being. When you need power, I want to tell somebody, you can go to the one that created the trees and the flowers. You can go to the one that is able to heal the sick and raise the dead. You can go to the one who is able to calm the raging sea by speaking peace, be still. When you need power, you're going to need to go to the rock of your salvation. And his name is Jesus. If you're looking for a good power source, let me just introduce you to God's original power source. Before there was a 36-month good year power source, before there was a Napa 40-month power horse, before there was a 60-month guaranteed power source, before Sears and Roebuck ever thought of the name Jesus was the original diehard. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Yeah, Jesus is better than ever ready. He's got power to spare. I remember they crucified him on the cross. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. They tried to drain the power from my Savior. But it was early. Oh, y'all don't hear me. It was early. Y'all don't still don't hear me. I said it was early. Can somebody say early? Early on a Sunday morning. Oh, my die heart, my ever ready, my energizer, my dearest self, rose with all power in his hands. He had wonder working power, soul saving power, healing power in his hands. He's got power to roll your stone away. He's got power to calm the raging sea in your life. He's got power to pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. He's got all power in his hands. And I want to tell somebody, you need to make sure you stay connected to the power source. Am I right about it? Don't ever get disconnected from the power source. That's why I'm going to trust in the power. Because my Bible tells me in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct your path. When I was diagnosed with cancer, I know that I didn't have the power, but I know who had the power. When I looked at this particular text, Proverbs 3 and verse 5, I had to talk to myself. I had to make this thing alive to me. I said, Skippy, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean, Skippy, on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct your path. Every step that I took toward that surgery, the Lord was directing my steps. When they took me around to talk about all the things that they can prescribe, they said that you can have radiation. But then that was ruled out. They went on and said, well, you can have this pill that they have, but that was ruled out. Amen. I want you to show what God is doing. And then they talked about, well, there is a surgery that they cut you open. You lay there in the bed for a while, but that was ruled out. And they said, you know what? You are a candidate for this robotic surgery. Y'all see what God is doing? Because God knew I never had a surgery. I couldn't stand the pain. God knew I couldn't stand the pain. So God fixed it.
Amen. Amen.
I went there. Getting prepared for surgery. And he kept talking, "You all right?" I said, "All right, I got my doctor right here. I got God on my side." Even a nurse. Well, I had her hooked up to praising God. We were going back there praising God together. She was rolling out talking about God, and she was praising God. The guy, which room she probably been taking me in. We were so praising God. Man, I'm showing y'all. Y'all got just a minute. Because say somebody might be going through some stuff today. And so they was getting ready to knock me out. The man said, "You all right?" "Yeah, you ain't worried?" I said, "No." I said, "Would you see God over here?"
Amen.
After that, they took me back to my room. My wife was there. Some others was there. The doctor came in and he said, "Do you feel any pain?" I said, "No, sir, all I feel is sore. I'm just sore." You see why God is working?
Amen.
He took away the pain.
Amen.
That I could bear it.
Amen.
But then, my wife, trying to find her somewhere to stay, because she couldn't stay in the room with me. I'll show you how God fixed it. That's why I say you stay connected to the power.
Amen.
The doctor. There's a hotel right there on the VA. The doctor called. Got her room. She was able to stay. I checked out the next day to go pay for the hotel. They say it. No charge. That's how God works. When you stay connected. I wasn't worried about no cancer. I know that's a bad word. But let me tell you something. When you got the great physician, and you trust God, you stay connected to God, God will bring you through. I'm not through. I just had to tell her. I forgot to. I got so excited in the morning. I know what to do. I had to tell this. But let me tell you. When I got home, Sunday morning, they was announcing that Brother Norman is at home recovering from surgery. But little did they know, Brother Norman was in the fellowship hall. And I came out and I had to tell them this. If God brought me through the surgery, if God let me get up and walk the next day, surely I can come in here and say thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. That's the God that I serve. There may be somebody in here that has disconnect from the power source. When you disconnect from the power source, you have no power. You better stay connected. You better stay hooked up, because you're going to need him. There's going to come some times that God will put you flat on your back. And sometimes we don't trust God. You know, we still do our own thing, but God can fix it.
Amen.
That puts you flat on your back, and all you can do is just look up to him.
Amen.
You better stay connected. We're living in some time now. You better stay connected.
Amen.
To the power source. If you're here, you're a Christian. You've not been living as a Christian should. Maybe you've been doing something. Get connected. Maybe you've lost your faith because you've got a good, bad report. Let me tell you something. Trust God.
Amen.
Stay connected to him and see what God can do.
Right.
If you're here in a Christian and not a Christian, now you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do you get connected? You get connected, first of all, by hearing God's Son. Matthew 17 and verse 5. Believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Romans 10:17, Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3-5. Confess Jesus as the Son of God, Matthew 10:32-33. Go in that water grave of baptism for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. When you come out of that water, you're a new creature. In Christ Jesus, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The Lord adds you to his church. What church? The church that he said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I build, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What church? The church that he purchased with his own precious blood. Acts 20:28. What church? The church he's the head of, the savior of. He loved it. Coming back for it. Not going to have any spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Right. But it's going to be holy. Amen. And without blemish. Then you got to live faithfully. You need to stay connected to him. Because one day, you'll be able to go home and live with him. Amen. Forever and ever. All I ask you to do is look within your life. Look at yourself. Don't look at nobody else this morning.
Amen.
If the Lord was to come to you right now and tell you time on this earth would be no more for you, would you be ready to go? Would you be ready to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I've been faithful with a few things. Come on, I'll make you rule over many. If you're not ready to hear those words, you need to get connected to him right now. Don't worry about folk. Folk ain't got a heaven and hell to put
Amen.
You in.
Amen.
You better worry about the one
Amen.
That holds all the world in his hand.
Amen.
It's about you going home. Being at peace, you and with God. Come right now, we're standing and sing the song of invitation. Won't you come?
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.